This is the latest tool for drug traffickers to move their product across international borders. A narco submarine which had travelled several thousand kilometres across the Atlantic with 9 tons of cocaine. The South American crew were arrested recently after Portuguese police intercepted the craft off the coast of the Azores.
There was one Venezuelan and 3 Colombians and a very large amount of cocaine. This is the largest seizure of cocaine ever made on the national territory.
The craft is more a semi-submersible than an actual submarine of the type used by South American cartels, 15 to 20 metres long and up to 3 metres deep.
Most of the time, they navigate by sight. They stand with their hand on the wheel and they look at the window.
The submersibles are built in the jungle, like here, in a makeshift atelier in Colombia. These discreet boats are enhanced and capable of sailing for several weeks to get to Europe.
These are ghost boats, ghost submarines that leave South America and arrive in Europe and are then either destroyed, abandoned or sunk once the cocaine is unloaded.
Interceptions of narco submarines off the coast of Portugal are becoming increasingly common. Almost 2 tons of cocaine were seized last autumn. Last March, more than 6 tons of drugs and 5 crew members were apprehended, all part of a strategy by traffickers to diversify their supply lines to Europe.